गोपाल की, समवेत भक्तवृंद की। एंड माय गुड फॉर्चून इज दैट आई हैव अ वंडरफुल फ्रेंड एंड गॉड ब्रदर लाइक हिज होलीनेस रघुपत स्वामी महाराज। यू ऑल आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू रिसीव हिज वंडरफुल गाइडेंस एंड मर्सी इन दिस वे। One of the desires that a devotee generally has is, it has been described by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, generally a devotee's desire is that when I will be able to visit the places where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes in the association of a loving devotee. Gauru Amar Jeshabo Sthane Kodilo Bhramano Rangi Sheshabo Sthano Heribo Ami Pranayi Bhakato Sange. So this is the desire of a devotee who wants to make advancement in spiritual life, to come to the places of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and under the guidance of a Pranayi Bhakato Sange, a devotee who has experienced the love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj is well known for his very, very caring nature. He goes out of his way to help the devotees. And you all are very fortunate to be the object of his loving affection. Vedanta Chaitanya Prabhu is the one who was telling me how wonderfully Maharaj takes care of the devotees, goes out of his way to help them in their spiritual life. And I am also fortunate that I have this opportunity to visit the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in the association of such a wonderful devotee as His Holiness Raghupad Swami Maharaj. Srila Raghupad Swami Maharaj ki, all glories to the assembled devotees. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So this is the place of Srivash Thakur, Srivash Angan. Angan means the courtyard. Srivash Thakur's house, this courtyard is very special. Why? Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his Sankirtan Ras here. In Vrindavan, Krishna dances with his most intimate devotees, the gopis, in the Rasa dance. The height of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan is the Rasa dance. And when Krishna came to Navadvip, as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Rasa dance, Krishna transformed into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishna's Rasa dance turned into Sankirtan. What Krishna is enjoying in Vrindavan through his Rasa dance, Krishna now is distributing that wealth through his Sankirtan. Krishna is enjoying. The rasa dance is very, very special. It's a very secret, very confident, very confidential pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. Not many can actually enter into that. So much so that even Lord Shiva didn't get an entry. So confidential that even Lakshmi Devi didn't get an entry. Lakshmi Devi told Narayan, I want to see, Lakshmi Devi told Narayan that in Vrindavan, I heard that you dance with the gopis. I want to see that pastimes. So Narayan told that the only way you can enter in that pastimes is by becoming subordinate to one of the gopis of Vrindavan. Lakshmi said, how is it possible? I am Lakshmi. How can I stoop down to anyone else? Then Narayan said, then forget about going to There is no way you can go to Vrindavan without being submissive or subservient to a gopi and receiving the mercy of a gopi and then entrance there. Lakshmi Devi became so upset that she started to perform a very severe austerity. So eventually Krishna came and asked Lakshmi, what happened? Why are you performing this austerity? Then Lakshmi said, I wanted to go to enter into a rasa dance. Then Krishna carried Lakshmi Devi in his chest as Sri Vatsa. And that's how she entered into rasa dance. So that is how confidential Krishna's rasa dance in Vrindavan is. Krishna's enjoying with the most intimate devotees the highest form of Madhurja Ujjala Rasa. But then, when Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with the mood of Srimati Radharani, in this mood, he is very, very magnanimous. So he said, why should anyone be deprived of this highest spiritual ecstasy? So I will distribute that to everybody. No consideration for qualification. Anyone and everyone will have access to this most wonderful spiritual wealth. And that all started right here in Shiva Sangam. Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan in Shiva Sangam, in this particular place. Actually, after Mahaprabhu's disappearance, after Mahaprabhu's withdrawing from the pastimes, from this planet, the whole place, the whole of Navadvip got flooded by Ganges and everything disappeared about 100 years after Mahaprabhu's pastimes. But then it was revived again. Who revived it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Navadvip, was actually lost. It was Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur who actually revived Navadvip. And you know, I'm sure you know that incident. One night, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, whose house was just the other side of the river, Jalangi, which is actually Saraswati, he was sitting with his clerk doing some office work at night, and his son also was there. So all of a sudden Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw that this part of the other side of the river lit up with a beautiful light, and he saw Mahaprabhu Sankirtan and devotees and all that wonderful ecstatic Sankirtan going on here. And so that's how he actually recognized that this is the place, real place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Mayapur. And prior to that, actually the understanding or misconception was that Mayapur is on the other side of the river, Ganga. Some unscrupulous people, since Mahaprabhu's place of pastimes disappeared, some unscrupulous people, they kind of got a piece of land and said, this is Mayapur, and this is Srivashangan, this is Jogpit, and so forth. And Bhaktivinod Thakur, when he came, he used to be a deputy magistrate, and he forced a transfer to Krishnanagar. But he was staying in near here, in Godrum Deep, the other island. And Bhaktivinod Thakur, while he was traveling to those places, he noticed that the descriptions that are given in the scriptures about Mahaprabhu's place of appearance, Jogpit, Mayapur, doesn't really tally with that description. Like, the books like Bhakti Ratnakar is describing Gangar Puravotate, Mayapur Gram. On the eastern bank of the river Ganges, there is the village called Mayapur, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. But that place is on the western bank of the river. And so he started to see all these discrepancies. But then, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw the real place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. And that's how he acted. The next morning, then, after seeing the vision, the next morning, Bhaktivinoda Thakur came and found that there was a neem tree, and around the neem tree, there is a forest of tulsis. And that was very unusual. And that place is actually a Muslim village. It was, generally, the Muslims do not cultivate cultivate tulsi. And tulsi also doesn't grow in any place other than an auspicious place where people are cultivating Krishna consciousness. And so he asked them, he asked some local people, and they said the name of the village is Miapur. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw the link, and he made an extensive search in the government document, and then he found that this is actually the Mayapur. The Mayapur became distorted into Miapur, and he saw the place of he saw the neem tree surrounded by a forest of tulsi. But still, although he was convinced that this is the place, he wanted to reconfirm it. And in order to reconfirm that, he got Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj at that time was 140 years old. Incapacitated that he couldn't walk, he couldn't stand up. If he had to go to some place, one of his disciples used to carry him in a basket. He'd put him in a basket and carry the basket on his head. That is how he used to. And you saw the picture of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, like he bent down with his age, hunched with his age. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to reconfirm this place, the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I'm sure you know what Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj did when he came there. What did he do? He not only stood out of his basket, he started to jump in ecstasy, jumping 5-6 feet high, saying that this is the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And that's why Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's prayer goes like, Gauravir bhavo bhumestam nirdishta sajjana priya vaishnava sarvabhauma shri jagannathaya te namaha. Gauravir bhavo bhumestam nirdishta the personality who indicated the appearance place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the Sajjana Priya. He is very dear to all the saintly personalities. And he is the crest jewel of the Vaishnav community. I offer my obeisances to Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur in this way recognized or identified, discovered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place of appearance, Jogpit. And then he made calculations. Actually, in the scriptures, there are very distinct indication. After what distance is Srivash Thakur's house? In which direction? And this is how he actually identified all the other places. Srivash Angan, Advaita Bhavan, Gadadhar Angan. Now, this is one way of looking at it. And another way of looking at it is, after all, who is Bhakti Vinod Thakur? Bhakti Vinod Thakur is an eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is the one who is constantly seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes being enacted here. What is the sign of a pure devotee? Addapiho nitya lila kore gaura rai kono kono bhagyobani dekhi pari pai. Still today, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes is going on. And some fortunate souls, some pure devotees, associates of the Lord, they can see. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur didn't have to depend upon the government documents and measure it according to the indications of the scriptures where Srivash Angan is, where Advaita Bhavan is. He, with his spiritual vision, was seeing where all those places are. But still, for the non-believers, it was necessary that confirming that according to the scriptural description, these places have been identified. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, an eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, rediscovered the places of Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And that's why, very interestingly, Bhakti Vinod Thakur has been identified as the seventh Goswami. What mission Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to the six Goswamis, headed by Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, to establish Krishna consciousness through the authority of the scriptures, writing books, and discover the places of Krishna's pastimes. Vrindavan also was lost when Mahaprabhu went there. Shyamkund and Radhakund was just two little shallow reservoir of water. It became into a paddy field. It was covered. Just a paddy field with a little bit of water, like a little pool of water. And but then Rupa Goswami discovered, this is Shyamkund, this is Radhakund. And in this way they discovered all the places of Krishna's pastimes. Similarly, Bhakti Vinod Thakur retrieved the lost places of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And in this way, this Srivash Angan was discovered. And Mahaprabhu told you about Maharaj told you about this wonderful pastimes of Brahmachari, who was very austere. He used to drink only milk. And he was very proud. Oh, I am such an austere Brahmachari. I don't eat cooked food. I don't take grain. I don't even take fruits, nuts. And I simply drink milk. He had this pride in him. And as a result of that, Mahaprabhu just couldn't tolerate his presence. And as Maharaj pointed out, that by austerity and penance we cannot get Krishna consciousness. In order to get Krishna consciousness, we simply have to develop our love for Krishna. And in order to develop the love for Krishna, all we have to do is soften our heart, purify our heart, of all the contaminations, and as a result of that, when the heart becomes pure, the heart becomes soft, then Krishna will appear. Krishna's pastimes will become manifest. Krishna's pastimes manifest only in the heart of a devotee, pure devotee. What is the sign of a pure devotee? Parama nirmatsaranam satam. He is nirmatsar. He is free from envy. Free from envy means there are six contaminations. Lust, greed, anger, illusion, pride, and envy. Which is the last one? Envy. So when it has been free from envy, that means all the other five has been washed away. So to be nirmatsar means one's heart is completely free from lust, greed, anger, illusion, pride, and envy. And when the heart becomes free from envy, heart becomes purified, then vedang vastavam atra vastu, the absolute reality, the supreme personality of Godhead becomes manifest in our heart. So that is actually the qualification. When Shivash Thakur was, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking Shivash Thakur, is there any non-devotee around? That actually meant that over there, those who are participating in the Sankirtan, they all were completely non-envious. They're completely free from envy. They are completely free from all the contaminations of the material nature. Another time, Shivash's own mother-in-law, she wanted to see what goes on at night. It was a mystery what used to go on at night, because only a very few selected individuals were allowed to come inside this house. And then the door used to be locked. And they used to do kirtan and throughout the night, and all kinds of wonderful exchanges used to take place between the devotees and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this mother-in-law of Shivash did not get entrance to that. So she was hiding inside the room under the bed. And in a similar way, Mahaprabhu asked him, Shivash, what's the matter? Why I'm not feeling that ecstasy tonight? And Shivash Thakur looked around. He knew, he had one experience before. He knew that when Mahaprabhu says that, something must be wrong. So this time, he didn't try to reason with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he started to look around, and he found his mother-in-law hiding under the bed, under the cot. And he shouted, "Get out of here!" And he drove her out of the house. Another time, Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan was affected. Mahaprabhu was dancing, Mahaprabhu was chanting and dancing in ecstasy. And Mahaprabhu felt that he was not experiencing that usual joy that he experiences other nights. In the meantime, what actually happened is Shivash's son, his little son, died. And he heard some, he knew the son was sick, so, and he heard some sound of sobbing from inside. So he went in and he found that his son has died. But he told everyone, "Don't cry, because if Mahaprabhu Sankirtan stops, then I'll go to Ganga and drown myself." So everyone stopped crying. But Mahaprabhu felt that something was going on. Something was wrong. And he asked, "Shivash, what's the matter today? How come I'm not feeling that ecstasy tonight?" Then Nityananda Prabhu told him what happened. He said, Mahaprabhu, Srivarsha's son has died. And Mahaprabhu became very upset with Srivarsh Thakur. He said, Srivarsh, your son died and you are not telling anybody. And you are letting us carry on with the kirtan, sankirtan. Then Srivarsha Thakur's response was, my son die, my whole family die, let everything die. But I cannot allow your sankirtan to stop. So that is the kind of appreciation and attachment that these associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to his sankirtan. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went inside and he saw that dead son of Srivarsha Thakur. And he told that dead boy, the boy who did, the soul who departed from that body. He said, my dear boy, why did you leave your father and mother in this way and gone away? Come back. Wake up. And Srivarsha Thakur's dead son got up and sat on the bed. And in a way, he tried to recall. He started, Mahaprabhu, which father and mother you are talking about? I had so many fathers and so many mothers that I have lost. Now, which one you are talking about? Now, I am going back to your abode. So, why are you calling me? Please let me go. And then the boy was allowed to go. Because in this way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made some very wonderful, demonstrated some very wonderful examples, and through that he taught some very important lessons to us, the importance of the Sankirtan. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu told Srivarsha Thakur, okay, from now on, me and Nityananda will become your son. Two sons. You lost one son and now you got two sons. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compensated Srivarsha Thakur's loss. And this is the mood of a devotee. Like, they develop such attachment to Krishna that they forget about any other relationship, any other attachment become totally insignificant. So we all are very fortunate to be here in the Srivashangan, where 500 years ago, about 500 years back, if we came here, then what we would see? We would see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, Nityananda Prabhu here, Advaita Acharya Prabhu here, Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu is here, Srivarsha Thakur and all the devotees are here and enacting such wonderful pastimes. One day, Srivarsha Thakur was worshipping Nrisingadev. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he said, Srivarsh, who are you worshipping? See, the one you are worshipping is standing in front of you. Saying that, he sat on the altar and he revealed his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, Mahaprabhu's tendency used to hide his identity. But that time, he revealed his identity and he allowed everybody to come and worship him. They first brought pots of Ganga water and bathed him, then dressed him in a beautiful way and worshipped him. And then Mahaprabhu started to describe the wonderful activities that took place in the past. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Gangadas Pandit, Gangadas, do you remember? The Muslims were coming to you to convert you and your whole family. And at that time you ran away from home. It was already night, and when you came to the bank of the Ganges, then you found that there was no boatman. There was no boat to go across. And the Muslims were coming, and when they wouldn't find you at home, where they will go? They'll naturally come to the Ganges, on the bank of the Ganges, to look for you. And at that time you're crying. You are just crying, begging for a boat to somehow take you across the river. And at that time, all of a sudden, you spotted one boat on the river, and you called out, "Please, boatman, come." And then the boatman came and took you across the boat. Do you know who that boatman was? So in this way, the things that people generally did not discuss, or he also told Haridas Thakur, "Haridas, these javanas were beating you in 22 marketplace with an idea to kill you with a proper demonstration. What happens when a Muslim converts into a Hindu? Their idea was to beat you to death in public so that everybody can see the consequence of converting from Muslim to a Hindu." And at that time, you are actually chanting the holy name. You are chanting the holy name. You did not feel any pain. Do you know why? Because it's I who took all the beating. In this way, Mahaprabhu started to predict, or started to tell all the things that had happened in the past. And then Mahaprabhu very mercifully wanted anybody to come and ask for any boon. And whatever one wanted, Mahaprabhu granted that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then noticed, where is Sridhar? Sridhar was a very poor man. He didn't have proper facility to even maintain himself. But he was such a great devotee that he used to cultivate bananas, banana trees, banana plants, and he had a little patch of land that he used to grow pumpkin and gourd. And he used to sell that in the market, and whatever he used to get, with half of that money, he used to go to the Ganga and worship Ganga. He used to buy flowers and etc. to Ganga Puja, and the other half he used to maintain himself. Very poor, very poverty stricken. And the Mahaprabhu said, "Call Sridhar." So devotees immediately went to Sridhar's house, which is at a distance from here. You will see when you go to Jagannath Mandir, it's near to Jagannath Temple. And they brought Sribhash. Practically they carried Sribhash. Mahaprabhu wanted, so brought him, carried Sribhash. And he asked Sribhash, "Sribhash, tell me what kind of benediction you want." And what did Sribhash want? What benediction? The personality who in his childhood used to forcibly take away the pumpkin and banana flower from me. Like, Sribhash had one condition. He was so truthful that he would name one price and he would stick to that. No bargaining. In India, people bargain. That's a very common practice. So Sribhash, no bargain. Everybody knew that. So Mahaprabhu, as a little boy, used to go to the market and he used to ask Sribhash, "Sribhash, how much is this?" Sribhash would say something like 2 paisa. "So I'll give you 1 paisa. Sribhash, "Forget it, get lost." Mahaprabhu would say, "Oh, you won't give it, you won't get anything." So he would take that up. And then Sribhash would hold one end of that sabji, vegetable, and Mahaprabhu would hold the other, and they would try to, there would be a tug of war. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to have his joyful pastimes with Srivash Thakur. So Srivash prayed that personality who is to behave like that in his childhood, let that personality be my Lord life after life. I do not want any other benediction. So these are the wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this wonderful place of Navadvip. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Srivash Thakur ki. Shri Shri Srivash Angan ki. Shri Advaita Bhavan ki. Shri Gadadhar Angan ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Shri Mayapur Dham ki. Navadvip Dham ki. Samubeta Bhakta Vrinda ki. Gaur Premanande. His Holiness Raupat Swami Maharaj ki. All the wonderful followers of Srila Raupad Maharaj ki. I hope I didn't think too much.
We will speak something about Advaita Acharya when we go to Shantipur. But before we leave, if you wish, you can pay your respects walking along the wall to Advaita Bhavan, where the Leela was performed. He was giving his morning Srimad Bhagavatam in Vishwarup, where we just walked from, would do his morning puja, the elder brother of Nimai, and come here to Advaita Bhavan to hear his morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. But Advaita Acharya's morning Bhagavatam class wasn't just a morning Bhagavatam class. It got extended a little bit. Like all day. Because he was so ecstatic. So Mother Sachi was sent Vishwarup's younger brother, Nimai. There's some very, very beautiful paintings and description of this in Chaitanya Bhagavat. When Nimai would come into the assembly of the elder Advaita Acharya and Vishwarup and the other Vaishnavas, they would just become stunned with the beauty of Nimai. And in a very soft, childlike voice, he would indicate to Vishwarup, grab him by the cloth, say, Sachi, Mata wants you to come for lunch. So he would bring his brother back, and after midday duties and lunch, he'd be back for the other half of the Bhagavatam class. And in this way, Vishwarup became so attached to Krishna through the association of Advaita Acharya right here, that when it came time for his marriage, he had a different idea than marriage. He left home and took sannyas. And Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar